Yep, thank you.
Well, that's really disappointing, man. I mean, it's kind of a good opportunity for some of these guys to match themselves against the best team in the league. And
yeah, I mean, you know, it's a great measuring stick. It's the best team in the league, and, you know, obviously some of their players are some of the best in the league at their positions, and we'll get another chance to measure ourselves next week, so it's great. Yeah, that part of it's good. We didn't rise to the occasion tonight, not even close. Too many guys weren't skating. You got to skate yourself out of pressure. You got to skate yourself to get open. You're going to want the puck. You got to get it in, and you got to pressure on the forecheck. We didn't do a good enough job. We just didn't skate. I thought we self-induced mistakes. Sorry, too many self-induced mistakes coming out of our end. Their pressure was hard for sure, but I just thought we did a poor job handling it.
Jeff, a lot of good saves in the third period from Bernier, but it's been a tough year for him. Do you talk to him at any point? I mean, just his numbers probably don't reflect, or he's played better than his numbers reflect, but...
I have had conversations with him. He's a pro. You know, not that that makes it easy. It's hard. You got to stay mentally tough. He understands that. But there's certainly times you get tested. And I thought he kept us in it as the game went along. He made some huge, huge, huge saves. So we just got to keep grinding. He's got to keep grinding.
The Kucherov, his first goal. I mean, you can't leave a guy like that.
No, I think he's. I think that was his 109th point or something like that. So let's make sure we stop and have that guy covered. So that was a good challenge for some of our young guys, and they're going to have another chance to rise to it. We weren't good enough tonight.
So what do you think of the power play tonight? I mean, you got the one, but those other ones.
Yeah, no, I didn't think it was even close to good enough. Again, a lot of the guys that are on the power play weren't very good tonight. So it's hard to get your head going when you're not. Ready to go off the bat, and just thought we had a whole bunch of guys that were on both those units that just didn't play very well, so it's hard to execute. And you know, they pressure and they do good stuff. Now they got some real defensemen back there that make it hard on you for sure, but I didn't think we executed nearly good enough.
What can you say about a player like Kucherov
of
the season?
He's a superstar, super, super, superstar. Even on a night where he doesn't play his best, he's still dangerous as can be. I don't know if Coop would think that he played his best tonight. That would be my gut feel. But he still scored two, and he's just super dangerous. He's one of the very, very best players in the league, and it's a guy that, you know, if you want to be a great player, well, that's a great measuring stick. He's one of the best in the league.
So is that like another learning experience for some of these young kids then, basically?
That's what, again, a lot of our guys, especially our young guys, they want to become elite players in this league. Well, we got a chance to see them firsthand, so we got another chance next week.
What do you think of Sedina's tonight?
I thought he was all right. I thought he was fine. I thought his effort was good. I thought he was on the puck enough. Didn't get a whole bunch of chances to make plays. We just didn't pass the puck out of our zone nearly good enough. When you do that, you just end up playing D-zone coverage all the time.
What would have been Dylan Larkin's unit? I mean, is it that they miss him more than they should? Because the other unit seems to, Nilsson's unit, at least have a couple chances.
Yeah. It's interesting. You know, I don't know if they miss him too much or what. I just know that you know, they got a chance to rise the occasion, and the unit wasn't good enough. So, Dylan's a big piece of our team, but everybody loses players. Like, that's, you know, I've said this a lot. You only feel it to the extent you allow yourself to feel it based on the play of other guys. So the other night, I thought a lot of the guys on that unit were excellent. Tonight, not so much. So now we got a chance to do it again tomorrow.
Nice tip from Vanek, and then the screen and the Mantha goal. But that tip, I mean, that's such a...
Yeah, no, you know, he's one of those players that even when he's not at his best, and I didn't think he was tonight, he could still produce offense because of the fact that he's good around the net, and he knows, and he's smart, and he's cagey, and the tip is something that he's real good at. But, you know, again, I think he, along with everybody else, has to be better. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah.